Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate two national highway projects worth around 11,000 crore rupees in New Delhi tomorrow. In Jammu and Kashmir, relief and rescue operation is in full swing in cloudburst hit Chishoti village in Kishtwar. Nation remembers former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee on his death anniversary today. Festival of Janmashtami, marking the birth of Lord Krishna, being celebrated across the country with religious fervour. In Pakistan, over 320 people killed in flash floods caused by heavy rains. And in shooting, Asian Championship 2025 to kick off at Shymkent in Kazakhstan today. And now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate two major national highway projects worth around 11,000 crore rupees in New Delhi tomorrow. These projects include the Delhi section of the Dwarka Expressway and the Urban Extension Road 2. In a statement, the Prime Minister's office said the projects have been developed under the government's comprehensive plan to decongest the national capital with the objective of greatly improving connectivity, cutting travel time and reducing traffic in Delhi and its surrounding areas. On the occasion, Mr. Modi will also address the gathering. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has warned against illegal immigration, which is threatening the demography of the country. In his Independence Day address, Mr. Modi announced a high-powered demography mission to protect the country from the dangers posed by illegal immigrants. The Prime Minister said he would like to alert the nation about the concern, which has now become a challenge.
जब डेमोग्राफी परिवर्तन होता है, तब राष्ट्रीय सुरक्षा के लिए संकट पैदा होता है। देश की एकता, अखंडता और प्रगति के लिए ये संकट पैदा सामाजिक तनाव के बीज बो देता है। और कोई देश अपना देश घुसपैठियों के हवाले नहीं कर सकता है। तो हम भारत को कैसे कर सकते हैं? हमने एक हाई पावर्ड डेमोग्राफी मिशन शुरू करने का निर्णय किया है। इस मिशन के द्वारा भारत पे मंडरा रहा है जो संकट है, उसको निपटाने के लिए तय समय में सुविचारित निश्चित रूप से अपने कार्य को करेगा।
The National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, successfully implemented the FAST Tag Annual Pass facility at 1,150 toll plazas across the country on the 79th Independence Day yesterday. According to the Road Transport and Highways Ministry, around 1,40,000 users have purchased and activated the annual pass till 7 p.m. on the first day of implementation. It added that almost 1,40,000 transactions were recorded on toll plazas. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has expressed his gratitude to his South Korean counterpart Cho Hyun for South Korea's condemnation of the terrorist attack in Pahalgam, which took place in April this year. In his opening remarks at a meeting with Mr. Hyun in New Delhi today, Dr. Jaishankar also extended greetings to the South Korean foreign minister on the occasion of Korea's National Liberation Day. He also noted that their discussions would cover a range of topics, including defense, security, business, economics, connectivity, and people-to-people relations. The nation remembers former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee on his 7th death anniversary today. The BJP stalwart had breathed his last on this day in 2018. Atal Bihari Vajpayee served as the Prime Minister on three occasions. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid floral tributes to the former Prime Minister at his memorial, Sadaiv Atal, in the national capital. Union Ministers Rajnath Singh, JP Nadda, Kiran Rijiju, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Delhi CM Rekha Gupta, including several other dignitaries, were also present on the occasion. Our correspondent gives us a glimpse of the illustrious leader's life.
Atal Bihari Vajpayee was considered as one of the most eminent leaders of BJP, left behind a rich legacy which will be remembered as well as cherished for years to come. As a parliamentarian and particularly as Prime Minister, he made innumerable important contributions which paved the way for a stronger economy through bold reforms and rapid development of infrastructure. It was under his leadership that India successfully conducted Pokhran second nuclear tests and cemented its position as a nuclear state in 1998. Born on 25th December 1924 in Gwalior, Madhya Pradesh, he rose to prominence as an erudite politician. As a foreign minister, Atal Bihari Vajpayee was the first person to speak in Hindi in the United Nations in 1977. Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Jammu and Kashmir, relief and rescue operations are underway in Chishoti village of Kishtwar district after a devastating cloudburst. The army, NDRF, SDRF, police and local administration are on the ground with two Mi-17 helicopters and an advanced light helicopter on standby in Jammu and Udhampur. The flash floods have left 60 people dead, over 100 injured and left several missing. Chief Minister Umar Abdullah visited Chishoti today to assess the damage caused by the flash floods. He interacted with the locals who shared first-hand account of the destruction and the ongoing challenges on the ground. He was briefed by a senior army officer supervising the relief and rescue operation. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with Chief Minister Umar Abdullah and Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, assuring them of all possible assistance from the centre. The Prime Minister took stock of the situation and emphasized swift relief and rehabilitation efforts. Union Minister Jitendra Singh also visited the affected areas in Chishoti last evening to take stock of the situation. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in. And download the News on AIR app. The festival of Janmashtami, marking the birth of Lord Krishna, is being celebrated across the country today. Devotees are thronging temples to offer prayers. Thousands of temples across the country have been decorated with flowers and jhakis are on display, as is the tradition. In Uttar Pradesh, the Krishna Janmabhoomi temple in Mathura is beautifully decorated to celebrate Janmashtami. A large number of people have reached Mathura and Vrindavan to celebrate the festival. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath also participated in the Sri Krishna Janmotsav today and offered prayers at the Sri Krishna Janmabhoomi temple.
हमारे कान्हा के प्रति श्रद्धा का भाव रखता है उन सबको मैं आज की इस पावन तिथि की हृदय से बधाई देता हूं और उन सब के लिए अभी मैं श्री कृष्ण कन्हैया के श्री चरणों में ही प्रार्थना करके आया हूं कि उनके जीवन में शुभ और मंगल ही मंगल हो ये कृपा उनकी सदैव बनी रहे.
On the occasion, the Chief Minister also inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of 118 development projects worth 645 crore rupees. The Chief Minister said that the double engine government is committed for the development of this sacred land. In Gujarat, the festival of Janmashtami, the birth of Lord Krishna, is being celebrated at all the Sri Krishna temples, including the most revered Dwarkadhish temple in Dakor and Shamlaji temples, with religious fervour and deep devotion today. We have a report.
A large number of devotees from across the country and abroad have gathered in holy city Dwarka for the Janmashtami celebrations. Long queues of devotees are being seen at the most revered Dwarkadhish temple. The temple is alive with bhajans, aartis, garbas and Krishna Lila kirtans. Festivities began at the temple with the Mangala Aarti in the morning and will culminate in a grand midnight aarti welcoming the birth of Lord Krishna. The temple is beautifully decorated and Lord Krishna's idol is adorned with divine attire. Similar celebrations are taking place in Dakor and Shamalaji temples, with temple authorities ensuring smooth arrangements for the large influx of pilgrims. Aparna Khund, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
In the National Capital Region, temples and squares in Delhi, Noida and Ghaziabad have been decorated for the grand celebration. Crowds of devotees are seen in temples. Large number of devotees have arrived for the celebrations at the ISKCON temples. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta also offered prayers at the ISKCON temple in east of Kailash on the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings to all countrymen on the occasion of Janmashtami. President Murmu said, Lord Sri Krishna has shown the entire humanity the path of following duties according to righteousness while remaining dedicated to the welfare of all beings. Prime Minister Modi hoped that the sacred festival of faith, joy and enthusiasm, Janmashtami, will infuse new energy and zeal into people's lives. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today extended greetings and good wishes to the citizens on the commencement of the Parsi New Year. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that the country is proud of the enduring contributions of Parsis to the nation. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Konkan and Goa during the next 2 days. Speaking exclusively to Akashvani News, senior IMD scientist Dr. R.K. Jinnamani said that red alert for heavy rainfall has been issued for Mumbai, Konkan, Goa, South Maharashtra and the adjoining Gujarat region today. He further said that Odisha, Chhattisgarh and Andhra Pradesh are also expected to experience very heavy rainfall today.
The strong monsoon condition is prevailing and activated over West Coast from yesterday. We have issued red color for Mumbai and whole Konkan and Goa area, and also for Madhya Maharashtra and adjoining South Gujarat region covering Surat, Daman, Diu. They are experiencing heavy rainfall one. This well will continue for next 3 to 4 days because of new system formation again. Another is forming over Bay of Bengal around 18 hours off Odisha coast, and because of that, this rainfall will remain actually over West Coast, particularly Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Gujarat.
At least 321 people have been killed in flash floods caused by heavy monsoon rains across northern Pakistan in the past 48 hours. Pakistan's National Disaster Management Authority today said that 307 deaths were recorded in the mountainous Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. It said 9 more people were killed in POK region, while 5 died in the northern Gilgit-Baltistan region. The Meteorological Department has issued a heavy rain alert for Pakistan's northwest for the next few hours, urging people to take precautionary measures. The provincial government has declared the severely affected mountainous districts of Bunner, Bajor, Swat, Shangla, Mansehra and Battagram as disaster hit areas. Meanwhile, the provincial rescue agency said that about 2,000 rescue workers were engaged in recovering bodies from the debris and carrying out relief operations in 9 affected districts. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky has said he is planning to meet the US President Donald Trump in Washington on Monday. He said he was briefed by Trump about the key summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. According to the White House, Trump held a lengthy call with Zelensky on his way back to Washington from Alaska and subsequently spoke to NATO leaders. Zelensky wrote on social media that President Trump informed him about his meeting with the Russian leader and the main points of their discussion. The UN Human Rights Office said yesterday that at least 1,760 Palestinians had been killed while seeking aid in Gaza since late May, a jump of several hundreds since its last published figure at the beginning of August. The UN report says 994 people were killed in the vicinity of Gaza Humanitarian Foundation sites and 766 more along the routes of supply convoys. The agency's Office for the Palestinian Territories said in a statement that most of these killings were committed by the Israeli military. On to sports. In shooting, the Asian Championship 2025 will begin today at the Shymkent Shooting Plaza in Kazakhstan. Two-time Olympic medalist Manu Bhakar will lead India's campaign at the event. She will compete in both women's 10-meter air pistol and 25-meter pistol events. India has sent the largest contingent comprising 164 shooters for senior and junior events. In chess, Indian Grandmaster M. Pranesh bagged the challenger's crown at the Chennai Grandmasters 2025, earning the opportunity to compete in Masters section next year. President Draupadi Murmu today inaugurated Plumeria Garden, Banyan Grove and Babbling Brook in the president's estate. In a social media post, she informed that these gardens are now part of the Udyan. Plumeria Garden exhibits grass mounds and curated plantations, while Banyan Grove showcases reflexology paths, panchtatva trails and forest-inspired soundscapes. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate 2 national highway projects worth around 11,000 crore rupees in New Delhi tomorrow. In Jammu and Kashmir, relief and rescue operation is in full swing in cloudburst-hit Chishoti village in Kishtwar. Nation remembers former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee on his death anniversary today. Festival of Janmashtami marking the birth of Lord Krishna being celebrated across the country with religious fervour. In Pakistan, over 320 people killed in flash floods caused by heavy rains. And in shooting, Asian Championship 2025 to kick off at Shymkent in Kazakhstan today. And with that, we end the midday news.